Chapter 7, July.
7:15 p.m. Laura. I'm pretty sure Mom likes Styles better than she likes me. Laura. Definitely more than she likes you.
Derek grimaced. He'd done a pretty good job over the past 3 hours ignoring the fact that Styles was somewhere in the stands sitting with his mother and sister, but he didn't have that luxury anymore. He was supposed to meet them for dinner in 15 minutes, and he was pretty afraid of what he was walking into. The locker room was more boisterous than usual, and not just because the Dodgers had just won their series against the Mets. Most of the team was scattering for as much vacation as they could fit into the next 4 days, their only multi-day break of the season, while Derek and Jackson were staying in New York for the All-Star game.
"Bye, Hotshot," Boyd said solemnly, patting him on the shoulder.
Derek rolled his eyes as he finished buttoning his shirt.
Yeah. Enjoy the Bahamas.
Oh, we'd planned to, Boyd said, his face splitting into a grin. But seriously, man, good luck. Have fun.
Derek would like to say that he didn't care about the All-Star game, but it was a nice ego boost. The position players got voted in by the fans, which ended up being mostly a popularity contest. But since the team managers and other players selected the pitchers, it was definitely an honor. And it was stipulated in his contract that Derek got a $50,000 bonus if he made the All-Star team, which wasn't anything to sneeze at either.
"Looking sharp, Hale," Danny said, sneaking up on him from behind and ruffling his hair.
Derek frowned at him and tried to smooth it back down.
"Hot date?"
Derek took a quick look around, but no one was paying attention to them.
"Styles is here," he said quietly. "Met my family."
"Whoa, big step. How'd it go?"
Derek sighed.
"I have no idea. They went to the game together."
"Wow," he said, laughing. "Good luck with that."
"What about you? Doing anything fun for the break?"
Danny shrugged.
"Just back to L.A. Gonna not think about baseball for the next 4 days."
"I'm a little bit jealous," Derek admitted.
"Yeah, well, you'll probably be having more sex than me, so don't get too bent out of shape about it."
Derek rolled his eyes and made sure everything was in his bag before zipping it shut and leaving it in the locker. The clubhouse attendant would make sure that it ended up back at the hotel.
"And that's my cue to leave, I think," he said with a smirk, clapping Danny on the shoulder. "See you Friday, Danny."
Derek said goodbye to a few more people, then snuck out the side exit. Practically as soon as he stepped outside the door, he found himself with an armful of his mother. He returned the hug, squeezing her tight and pressing a kiss to her temple when he heard her sniff. She pulled back after a minute, but kept her hands on his biceps.
"My baby boy,"
she said warmly, patting his cheek. Derek sighed and tried to look put upon, but he knew he was smiling.
"Hi, Mom."
"Missed you, sweetie."
"I missed you too," he said honestly, then hugged her again.
He hadn't seen her since Christmas, which was way too long. She finally stepped aside, and suddenly Styles was standing there in his skinny jeans and Dodger hat, looking delectable enough that Derek swore his mouth went dry.
"Hi there," he said.
Styles grinned at him, that little smirk with one corner quirked up, and Derek wanted nothing more than to go over there and kiss him senseless. He stuffed his hands in his pockets instead and tried to smile back.
"Hey."
"Oh my God."
Derek saw Laura mouth from behind Styles, rolling her eyes, and Derek very carefully gave her the finger where his mom couldn't see.
"Hi, dork,"
Laura said, smiling warmly as she stepped up to give him a hug.
"You look awful, like usual."
"Right back at you, nerd," he said,
and managed to tickle the sensitive spot under her ribs before she pulled back with a squeal.
"We should probably get to dinner,"
she said, hooking her arm through Derek's.
"People are starting to recognize you."
Derek took a quick look around, taking in the curious glances, and tugged the brim of his hat down further.
"Yeah, let's go."
Laura hailed a cab, giving the name of some restaurant Derek hadn't heard of, and they all piled in. Styles immediately twisted around in the front seat and winked at him.
"I know all the embarrassing stories about you now," he said, grinning smugly, and Derek frowned.
"Oh, God, not the one about the..."
"Oh, yes,"
Laura said, with a smirk that almost rivaled Styles's.
"We covered the 2-2-1 first, obviously." Styles dissolved into laughter, along with Laura, and even his mom couldn't keep a straight face.
"Traitor," he hissed, and she patted him on the knee.
"Sorry, dear."
Derek, more specifically, Derek's various shortcomings and more embarrassing traits, was the subject of conversation for the rest of the cab ride, but he tried to ignore the teasing and focus instead on how well Styles seemed to fit into his little family. His mom and Styles headed into the restaurant first, and Laura caught Derek's arm.
"She loves him," she whispered, and Derek swallowed.
"As do I, obviously. Nice catch, Dare." Sometimes Derek really did love his sister.
"Thanks.
Not that I'm going to hold back from embarrassing the shit out of you, obviously." Derek rolled his eyes with a huff and followed her into the restaurant. He managed to get through the rest of dinner with a limited amount of added angst. He was the slightest bit tipsy, though, since Laura kept pressing a wine glass into his hand every time his mom launched into another childhood story. By the time he and Styles got back to Derek's hotel and got their bags from the front desk, Derek could practically see the tension crackling between them, their elbows almost brushing as they waited for the elevator. Finally, it dinged and opened, blissfully empty. He somehow managed not to run inside, but he swayed towards Styles as soon as the door closed behind them.
"Hey."
Styles grinned but held him back with a hand on his chest, putting a couple feet of space in between them.
"Hey,"
he whispered. "You never know about cameras." Derek groaned and let his head hang as he stepped back and leaned against the railing.
"You're infuriatingly rational."
Styles laughed delightedly.
"You know, I don't get that one a lot."
The elevator ride was interminable. The walk down the corridor even more so. Finally, Derek's key card glowed green in the slot and he shoved Styles into the hotel room in front of him. Laughing, Styles stumbled against the wall from the momentum and dragged Derek against him. Derek kissed him greedily, sliding his hands into Styles' hair and thumbing across the sharp cut of his cheekbones.
"God, I missed you."
"I missed you too," Styles murmured. He yanked the tails of Derek's shirt out of his pants and immediately slid his hands underneath, spreading the fingers of one hand over his stomach while the other hooked into his waistband. They kissed for long minutes until Styles was panting and squirming against the wall, his lips bitten red and swollen.
"Sorry," he said, putting a little space in between them and running his fingers through his hair.
"Got a little carried away."
"Nuh-uh, come back here," Derek said, pushing Styles back up against the wall.
He laughed, but wrapped his arms back around Derek's shoulders.
"Thank fuck.
God, you're hot."
Look at you," Styles said, sliding his hands down Derek's back to squeeze his ass. "I wanted to tackle you in the restaurant."
Even with
your mom and sister there," Styles said into the kiss. "They like me. I'm pretty sure I could have gotten away with it."
"Could we stop talking about them and all the embarrassing things you know about me now?"
"Oh, it just made me like you more, don't worry."
Derek groaned, but Styles was grinning as he started unbuttoning Derek's shirt from the bottom.
"In fact, I'm going to show you just how much I like you."
He spread open Derek's shirt but didn't push it over his shoulders. Just slid one hand over his stomach and then dropped to his knees with a grin. Derek swallowed.
That's a terrible line," he stammered, but it was hard when his mouth was suddenly so fucking dry.
Styles unbuckled his belt and then fumbled with the zipper, cursing under his breath until he had Derek's jeans pushed down past his hips.
"Is this okay?"
he asked softly, and Derek jerked his head up and down. Words were a little beyond his capacity right now, but hopefully Styles would accept enthusiastic nodding as consent. Styles turned them around and leaned in, licking a thick stripe up the side of Derek's dick, and Derek's breath promptly caught in his throat.
"Oh, Jesus,"
he said, spreading his legs a little and bracing back against the wall. Styles pulled back for a second, just to smirk, Derek was sure of it, and then dove back down, quickly reducing Derek to a barely coherent puddle of goo. It was slick and hot, and Styles was just so enthusiastic about it, making little pleased humming noises and bracing himself with one hand clutched around Derek's thigh. His tongue did this little curly thing that Derek's dick really appreciated, turned out, and way too soon he had to give Stiles his hair a warning tug.
Stiles, fuck.
Stiles didn't budge, and Derek doubled over a little as he came only a minute later, staying on his feet with the help of Stiles' steadying hands on his hips. He stumbled toward the bed in search of its stable surface, kicking away his jeans on the way, and fell down on it face first to finish catching his breath. He heard Stiles laugh behind him, along with the rustle of clothing, and soon Derek felt him clambering on top of him. "Hello," Stiles whispered, pressing a kiss to the nape of his neck, and Derek could only groan in response. Stiles laughed again, and Derek rolled over onto his back and sat up. It wasn't without effort, but he was rewarded by a completely naked Stiles in his lap. Stiles kissed him. His mouth was burning hot, and Derek chased the different taste. "You're the best," he murmured, and Stiles pushed his shirt over his shoulders, flinging it blindly off the bed. The movement made his hard dick bump up against Derek's abs, and they both hissed. "And you're very flattering, thank you." Derek pushed Stiles over onto his back and moved down until he was on his stomach in between his legs. "Okay," he said, his breath exhaling over Stiles' dick as he looked at it. "You don't have to, seriously."
"I know," he said, tilting his head, "but it can't be that difficult."
Stiles laughed and fell back against the pillows. "I'm a little offended right now, not gonna lie. That was some of my best work." Derek snorted. "I'm not promising anything of that caliber. This is rookie ball here." "Baseball jokes," Stiles crowed. "I'm already impressed."
"Please don't be. Low expectations is all I have to work with."
"Honestly, you could just sit there and stare at my dick and I'd probably still come. I'll like it, I promise."
"I'm gonna hold you to that,"
Derek muttered, and Stiles laughed. "And don't swallow, okay? It's a lot, and most people don't like it. When I tug on your hair, just stop and use your hand."
"Okay," Derek said, a little relieved. He wasn't planning on it, but it was good to know that it wouldn't be a disappointment.
But before he could think any more about it, he just tipped his head down and licked. It took a little fumbling to figure out how to best angle his head and brace his weight and still have his right hand free. But after only a couple minutes, he found a position that wasn't too uncomfortable. He tried to mimic what Stiles did to him, using his hand and alternately licking and sucking at the head. He knew it was probably clumsy, and surely not the most technically proficient blowjob Stiles had ever gotten. But at the very least, Derek knew not to use teeth. And his haphazard approach seemed to be working if Stiles' groans and little cries were anything to go by. He was moving, too, running his hands almost frantically over Derek's shoulders and sliding his knees up Derek's ribs as he twitched. His hips were stock still, though, as if he were glued to the bed, which Derek and his sensitive gag reflex really appreciated. "Fuck, Derek," he panted. "That's... Yeah, do your tongue like that again. Oh, holy shit, yes. God damn, I'm close." Way sooner than Derek anticipated, before his jaw could even get sore, really, Stiles gave a particularly sharp tug on his hair, enough to make him wince. Derek pulled off obediently and wiped his mouth on his shoulder. Stiles was squirming on the bed, a splotchy flush reaching deep down on his chest, and Derek just watched him for a moment until Stiles kneed him in the hamstring. "I really appreciate the adoring glances, I really, really do, but I swear if there is not a goddamn hand on my dick." His cut-off yell was gratifying, as was the frankly obscene way he arched up into the grip of Derek's hand. Derek didn't tease anymore, just launched into a relentless pace right off the bat, and Stiles' groan as he spilled all over his own stomach and Derek's fingers sounded more relieved than anything. "Holy shit," he gasped, his hand blindly grasping for Derek's free one. "I'd been half hard for hours, I swear." Derek dropped down next to him, suddenly exhausted.
"Yeah, I know the feeling."
Stiles twisted a little, groaning as he did so, and slung one leg over Derek's. "Thank you, that was amazing."
"Thank you.
Look at us, we're so polite."
"Would you like me to be not so polite?"
Derek asked as he pulled Stiles further on top of him. And he laughed, burying the noise in Derek's neck.
"Give me 15 minutes, then yes." "I don't have a lot of experience with babies,"
Derek whispered to Stiles as they trudged up the stairs to Scott and Allison's third-floor apartment. He thought he was quiet enough for Lydia not to overhear, but she twisted around and rolled her eyes at him. "As long as you don't drop her, you'll be fine." Derek grimaced. He hadn't even worried about that yet. But Stiles squeezed his shoulder. "Stop worrying, and Lydia, be nice." "No promises," she sing-songed, and he and Stiles shared a commiserating eye roll. "Remind me again why you're here," Stiles said. Lydia glared and flipped her hair over her shoulder. "I have meetings. Plus, I get to see our friends. And Derek promised that he would introduce me to guys in tight pants."
"Did I say that?"
he said, and Lydia just blinked at him.
"Okay, fine."
"Congrats, you're officially whipped," Stiles said in a stage whisper. "Just like me." Lydia studiously ignored them and rapped on the door marked 3D. A pretty, dark-haired girl flung open the door, and the two of them embraced immediately. Derek got swept up in a series of introductions and half-hugs, and suddenly there was a baby thrust into his arms. She was a truly adorable kid, with a shock of downy dark hair and big brown eyes, and it certainly didn't hurt that she was also wearing Dodger's onesie.
"Oh my gosh," Derek said, laughing. "Look at that."
"I sent it," Stiles said proudly, bracing one hand on Derek's shoulder as he leaned in to kiss Rachel's head. "As an early birthday gift."
"It's her favorite outfit," Scott said loyally, and Stiles snorted as he took Rachel from Derek.
"Who's your favorite godparent?" he cooed, but Lydia swept her right out of his arms. "It's me, right, sweetie? I send you all the best clothes."
"I sent her what she's wearing right now."
Allison rolled her eyes as the two of them fought over their goddaughter and held her hand out to Derek with a dimply smile.
"Hey there, I'm Allison. Great to meet you."
"Derek," he said, pleasantly surprised at her strong grip. "Likewise."
Derek started to feel a little bit like a fifth wheel as the four of them chattered excitedly about people and places that he didn't know, but he was happy enough to bend over and hold Rachel's hands while she tottered around the small apartment. Scott came up behind him while they were in the kitchen and swooped Rachel off the ground.
"Hurts, huh?"
he asked, and Derek nodded, straightening up gratefully and rubbing his back. They stood in semi-awkward silence for a few minutes, and Derek idly wondered if he was in for another unpleasant experience, a la Lydia.
"Is this the part where you threaten me?"
he asked finally, and Scott snorted.
"Oh, God, no. Stiles is happier than I've ever seen him. Plus, do I really seem like the threatening type? Especially compared to, you know,"
Scott said, gesturing at Derek and making him grimace.
"And you got us tickets to the All-Star game."
"Easily bribed," Derek said, nodding.
"Good to know."
Scott clapped him on the shoulder and gave him a solid nod.
"Exactly."
Derek's phone buzzed in his pocket after less than an hour, and he grimaced without having to check it.
"That's my cue to leave, unfortunately."
His schedule was packed full of media obligations today. The downside to the All-Star game, definitely. And while he'd managed to beg off a little break for lunch, he shouldn't be late getting back.
"I'll walk you out," Stiles said, holding up his hand so Derek could haul him off the couch.
He said his goodbyes to everyone and pressed a kiss to the top of Rachel's head. Stiles hadn't let go of his hand and led him to the front door.
"Thanks for taking the time to do this," he said lowly, and Derek smiled, bumping their noses together.
"Course.
I'll see you tonight?"
Derek nodded. The home run derby was tonight, as part of the All-Star game festivities, and Jackson had rented out some restaurant and was throwing a party afterward.
"Yeah, I'll text you and we'll find somewhere to meet."
"Okay," Stiles said, kissing him, and Derek leaned into the easy familiarity of it.
"So much for our master plan not to let them meet," Stiles muttered, and Derek bit back a smile. Lydia and Laura were about half a dozen strides in front of them, chattering excitedly with their arms linked.
"It probably won't end in anything good."
"Oh, wow," Stiles said once they had gone inside.
"I can't believe I'm saying this, but kudos to Jackson. This is pretty sweet."
Derek had to agree. It was some kind of lounge, dark with lots of leather, filled with banquet seating and low tables. There was a small dance floor, which was already in use, and a long bar at the back of the room.
Lydia and Laura had both already disappeared, and Derek winced. He didn't like parties, and he really wasn't going to like them, he guessed, when he wasn't exactly supposed to be with the person he was with. "Drink?" Styles said in his ear, and Derek nodded gratefully.
"Yes, thanks."
They stood at a small table in the corner, sipping their beers, and Derek had to hold back snorts of laughter as Styles offered commentary on everyone who walked by. Eventually, Lydia appeared out of thin air and demanded that Styles dance with her, tugging him off by the hand. Derek pushed off the wall with a sigh and drained the rest of his beer before picking up another one. There were a lot of people there that he knew, and he should probably talk to at least some of them. He circled the room, making small talk, and just as he was reaching the limit of his social energy, he quite literally ran into Jackson.
"Hey, nice party."
"Obviously," he said, smirking, and Derek rolled his eyes. He really could be a douche.
"Well, thanks for inviting us," he said,
eager to get away from this conversation already.
"I'll just..."
"Holy shit," Jackson hissed, interrupting Derek and looking over his shoulder.
"What? Whoa, wait, what the hell are you doing?"
he said, lifting his hands as Jackson ducked down, clearly trying to hide from someone behind Derek.
"Who is that?"
"Who is who?" he asked.
He tried to turn around, but Jackson grabbed his elbow and held him in place.
"Jesus Christ, don't look!"
"Jackson," Derek said, already irritated by the situation. "What the fuck is going on?"
Jackson took a deep breath and deliberately lowered his voice.
"That red-headed girl in the corner talking to your sister. Do you know who she is?"
"Yeah, that's Lydia," he said, confused.
"Lydia," he breathed.
Jackson's eyes were wide, softer than Derek had ever seen them, and he grimaced.
"Holy shit, do you like her?"
"I've never met her," he said absently, peeking around Derek's arm. "But I'm pretty sure we're soulmates." Derek rolled his eyes.
"Seriously, I am going to tell everyone about this. You have no idea."
"Who is she?"
he asked, ignoring Derek. "And why is she here? Can you introduce me?" Derek tried to hold back a snort and failed.
"She's Styles' agent and his best friend."
"No," he hissed, his face twisting into a grimace. "Fuck, Styles hates me."
"He doesn't hate you,"
Derek said unconvincingly, and Jackson glared at him.
"Yeah, right. Okay, so what do you want me to do here?"
Derek was completely unaccustomed to this situation. Danny tended to be the designated wingman when the guys wanted to get laid because of reasons that suddenly made a lot of sense to Derek.
Just introduce me to her. Forget about Styles."
Derek sighed.
"Fine. But that's it. You're on your own after that."
"Yeah, sure, whatever,"
he said, running a hand through his hair. Derek sighed again and started walking in that direction, not bothering to check if Jackson was following him.
"Lydia,"
Derek said pleasantly. She rested her hand on his elbow and tilted her cheek upward for a kiss. Derek obeyed because he wasn't an idiot.
"This is my teammate, Jackson. Jackson, Lydia."
"Hello," she said primly, casting a dismissive eye over Jackson. He practically preened under the attention, and Derek looked skyward.
"Okay," he said, clapping Jackson on the shoulder. "See you kids later."
Derek said hello to a few more people before making his way over to Styles.
"Oh my God," Styles hissed, smacking him in the shoulder. "Why is Jackson talking to Lydia? What the hell did you do?"
Derek blinked.
"He says she's his soulmate," he said, as dryly as possible, and Styles rolled his eyes.
"She is twirling her hair, Derek. That means this shit is serious," he said, and Derek looked over at them. Jackson's smile was slightly less douchey than his fake one, and he had one hand braced on the wall above her shoulder while she looked up at him.
"God, as much as it pains me to say it, they're probably perfect for each other. And I'll always blame you."
"Okay,"
he said absently, still taking them in. They were so clearly interested in each other, and showing it plainly. And Derek let his gaze drift around the room. Most of the other players there had dates.
and when he'd been making the rounds, he'd been introduced to a lot of wives and girlfriends. It was a gnawing pit in the bottom of his stomach that he couldn't do the same with Stiles, that he couldn't hug or kiss him right now, that he couldn't introduce him to everyone as his boyfriend. "Hey," Stiles whispered, touching his elbow for a split second. "What's wrong? You're glaring again." Derek hesitated. He had no idea if he should bring it up or not, how conflicted he was feeling. He didn't want Stiles to think that he never thought about it, far from the case. But he didn't necessarily want to remind him of it all the time either. "Nothing," he said finally, shooting Stiles a tight smile. "I'm fine." The worst part of the All-Star game was definitely the media obligations. The game was over, and even though Derek had only thrown one inning, just like all the other pitchers, he had to answer about a million questions and talk to reporters from what seemed like hundreds of outlets. Stiles, along with everyone else, was long gone by the time he was finally done. The first second Derek was free, he grabbed his bag and hailed a cab as fast as he could, headed for Stiles' Midtown hotel. It was hopefully late enough that no one would be around to recognize him, but he hurried through the lobby anyway, his hat brim pulled low, and took a thankfully empty elevator up to the 16th floor. It was late, and he felt bad knocking lightly on Stiles' door, knowing he was probably asleep. Stiles opened it a minute later, blinking blearily, wearing plaid pajama pants and an old, worn Dodgers t-shirt that Derek was pretty sure he recognized from his own closet. "Sorry for waking you up," Derek said, and Stiles shook his head, tugging him by the hand into the room. "It's fine. I was just dozing." The TV was turned to ESPN, showing highlights of the game, and Stiles flipped it off before wrapping his arms around Derek's neck. "My all-star," he murmured, and Derek laughed.
"That's corny, even for you."
"Don't care," he said, kissing at the join of Derek's neck and shoulder. "Do you have fun?" Derek paused, only slightly distracted by Stiles' warm mouth.
Yeah, I did. And I didn't embarrass myself on national TV, so that's good."
Stiles snorted. "As if that was a concern. You did great."
"What about you? Did you have a good time?"
"Oh, yeah, those seats were awesome. Your mom cried a little when you got introduced, and she went on this little spiel about how you used to be her baby boy."
"Oh, God," Derek said, groaning, and Stiles laughed.
"But yeah, it was great. And now we have 2 days of vacation," he said, biting down a little on Derek's neck. "Are you excited?"
"Yes," he said gratefully. "Can we just stay in bed?"
Stiles laughed, and speaking of, pushed Derek back towards the king bed in the middle of the room. "For resting purposes only, right?" he said, quirking an eyebrow, and Derek smirked. As soon as he felt the back of his legs hit something, he sat down and tugged Stiles down onto his lap.
"Sure, that too," he said.
He held onto Stiles tighter and leaned in to scrape his beard across his neck, enjoying the way it made him shiver. That might be hard since we're going to your mom's tomorrow."
"She'd understand," Derek said, grabbing onto the hem of Stiles' shirt and tugging it off his head.
He rearranged their position so they were spooning, and he brought his hand up for Stiles to lick. Stiles got a little too into it, practically filleting his fingers with little scrapes of his teeth, and Derek eventually had to pull his hand away with a groan. He shoved down Stiles' pajama pants and just teased at his dick for a moment, trailing his fingers up and down until Stiles kicked him with a whine. He hid his smile in Stiles' hair and tightened his grip. It was soft and somewhat lazy, and Stiles' squirms were providing just enough stimulation against Derek's dick to keep him on the edge. Enough on the edge, in fact, that he had to awkwardly reach down between them to unbutton and unzip his pants. The release of pressure made him exhale, and Stiles pressed back a little harder. He mouthed at the back of Stiles' neck, tracing his hairline with his tongue, and Stiles kept murmuring words that Derek couldn't really hear. Stiles came quietly for once, his mouth hanging open on a silent moan as he clutched at Derek's thigh. He managed to grab his shirt somehow and avoided a wet spot.
Derek's hand was still somewhat slick with spit and Stiles's cum, enough so that he just squirmed his hand into his pants. It didn't take long, and soon he spilled with a low sigh all over Stiles's ass. Stiles laughed and tried to turn, but Derek's hand on his hip kept him from rolling over. "Stay there," he said, pushing him onto his stomach. "You'll get it on the sheets." "The romance is alive," Stiles declared as he pillowed his head on his crossed arms and closed his eyes. "Practically drowning in it here." Derek snorted and stumbled off the bed to get a washcloth. He dampened it with warm water. Now that was romance, thank you very much, Stiles, and carefully cleaned him off. Stiles reached his hand back and tangled it in Derek's hair, tugging to pull him down. Derek fell forward and barely managed to catch his weight on his hands. The angle for the kiss was awkward, but it was still sweet, and Derek settled his weight against Stiles' back with a contented little hum. They kissed for a minute, until Stiles squirmed and smacked him gently. "You still have your shirt on," he complained. "This is a shirt-free zone. Please take care of that immediately." "If I take it off, will you let me sleep?" he said, his voice muffled through the fabric. Stiles snorted. "You're the one that came in here and woke me up for some very nice sex." "And you sound real broken up about it, too," Derek said dryly, and Stiles smirked into his pillow.
"Did you really have to get a convertible?" Stiles asked, raising his voice to be heard over the rush of the wind.
"You're just jealous I'm not letting you drive it," he yelled back.
Stiles rolled his eyes. "Not everyone gets tan and pretty, you know. Some of us just burn."
"Oh, Derek hadn't thought of that. I can..."
Stiles waved his hand. "No, it's fine. You said it's not that far, right?"
"Yeah, it's less than an hour from here."
They were driving out to his mom's house in Mount Pleasant, and while they could have taken a car, Derek felt like driving instead. It didn't hurt that it was a beautiful day, sunny and clear and surprisingly not humid, for mid-July at least. "You should take off your shirt," Stiles said, waving his hand. "Try to even out that horrible farmer's tan you've got going on."
"Hey,"
Derek complained, but when he looked over, Stiles was smirking, both feet propped up on the dash.
"It's not my fault I play an outdoor sport in a shirt with sleeves."
"I would watch shirtless baseball," Stiles murmured, his eyes slipping closed. "Good way to get more fans." Eventually, Derek pulled off the highway and wove his way through a residential neighborhood. He turned into a long, winding driveway, and Stiles' eyes practically popped out of his head.
You didn't mention that you were rich," he hissed. "My mom is rich," Derek corrected. "Now, I didn't grow up here."
"Oh my God, did she win the lottery or something?" he asked, craning his neck to take in the long spread of gardens on the far side of the house, and Derek rolled his eyes as he came to a stop in front of the garage.
"No, she's just a very good lawyer."
His mom was outside before he even switched the ignition off, and she immediately swept Stiles into a big hug. Derek snorted and busied himself with getting their bags out of the trunk before she eventually let go of Stiles and hugged Derek.
"Hi, Mom. I'm here, too."
"Oh, shut up, you," she said, kissing his cheek. "You've never brought anyone home before. I'm allowed to be excited." Laura greeted them with only slightly less enthusiasm, and his mom launched into a quick tour of the first floor for Stiles. Derek started for the stairs to take their bags to the usual room he slept in, but Laura caught his arm. "Mom got the guest house ready for you guys."
"Oh," Derek said, a little surprised. He'd never stayed out there before.
Laura smirked at him. "We just don't want to have to listen to you guys have sex."
"Shut up," he snapped, sneaking a look at Stiles. His face was flushed, but he continued doggedly in his conversation with Derek's mom, pretending he hadn't heard Laura.
"You two go get settled, okay?" his mom said. "Come back in a little while and we'll have some lunch. You're probably hungry after your trip."
"It was less than 90 minutes, Derek said, smiling at her when she rolled her eyes with a little huff. "But yes, lunch would be great."
"So there's a guest house?" Stiles said under his breath as they traipsed through the house toward the back.
It's more of a pool house, really. It's small.
Stiles snorted. And let me guess, we have different definitions of small.
I don't know, do we?
Derek asked with a smug grin, and Stiles socked him in the shoulder. Wow, he muttered, once Derek pushed open the back door to the yard. There was a small rectangular pool which sat perpendicular to the house, with the guest house at the other end. It was small and neat, dark-colored brick and stone with white trim, and big, sliding doors that were currently open. It was functionally a studio apartment. One big room with a little kitchenette area along one wall, a cozy sectional facing a fireplace and a TV, and a giant bed with fluffy white sheets. There were doors to a bathroom, cozy but still spacious, with a big shower and two sinks, and a small closet, but that was it.
Wow, Stiles said again, flopping down onto the couch. This is amazing.
It is nice. I've never stayed here.
I'm really tempted to test out that bed, he said, tipping his head back to look at it longingly. But then I'm afraid I'd never get out of it.
We could take a nap after lunch, he said, and Stiles' eyes lit up.
I'm taking that as a promise. Once they were back in the main house for lunch, Derek took a ring box out of his pocket and handed it to his mom.
Save this for you.
Your all-star ring, she exclaimed, looking at it closely. It was kind of gaudy and ugly, honestly, but he knew his mom would appreciate it for sentimental value. I'll add it to the collection. She walked over to the built-in shelves in the living room, and Stiles trailed curiously after her. So this is the Derek shrine, he asked, gesturing with a smirk, and Laura laughed. Derek glared at him.
It's not a shrine, he said, and Stiles raised his eyebrows at him.
It looks pretty shrine-like to me. Derek snorted and stepped closer, knocking their hips together. Stiles seemed to be taking in every photo and souvenir, from a ticket to his first game at UCLA to the ball from his no-hitter that he'd sent to his mom. And right at Derek's eye level was a framed photo of all of them after one of his high school games. He was pretty sure it was the last picture they'd taken as a family before the accident. His mom must have followed his gaze, because she leaned against his side a little. Your dad would be so proud of you, you know, and Cora. Derek blinked back the tears that sprung to his eyes and nodded, wrapping an arm around her shoulders. He was getting to the point where it was hard to conjure up a good image of them in his head, the details lost to time. So he stared at the image hard, trying to memorize the salt and pepper in his dad's beard, the dimples in Cora's cheeks. Stiles' hand slipped into his, intertwining their fingers, and Derek squeezed back gratefully.
Okay, Laura said, wiping her own eyes. Enough tears, let's eat lunch.
His mom followed her into the kitchen, but Stiles hung back and tugged at Derek's hand to keep him in place. He tilted his head for a kiss, and Derek indulged him, pressing forward for only a second.
Thanks for inviting me, he whispered.
Thank you for being here,
Derek whispered back, and Stiles didn't let go of his hand. Lunch was easy, just sandwiches and other snacks that they ate while clustered around the kitchen island. And as soon as he was done, Derek hopped off his stool and stretched.
I'm on vacation, so I'm gonna go take a nap.
Yeah, that sounds good, Stiles said, mumbling around his last mouthful of chips. I'll join you.
Laura sent them an overwrought wink, but Derek ignored her. Stiles rinsed everyone's dishes. He was clearly trying to butter up Derek's mom, and by the look in her eye, it was working. And then practically skipped out to the guest house, dragging Derek along. He shut the doors with a definitive click and wrapped his arms around Derek from behind. So were you using nap in the euphemistic or literal sense? Derek hummed, enjoying the weight of Stiles slumped against his back, and pretended to think about it.
Both. But I could be persuaded on the order.
Oh, yeah? Stiles murmured, sliding his hands up under Derek's shirt and across his stomach. What do I have to do to convince you?
Nothing, he admitted, turning in Stiles' grip and rolling his eyes a little at the grin he saw on his face.
You are so good for my ego, Hale, he said as he tugged Derek's shirt off. I'm good for your ego, too, right?
Do I tell you often enough how utterly fucking hot you are? Because you really, really are.
Uh-huh, he said absently, a little preoccupied with trying to remove Styles' shirt with one hand and his shorts with the other. Finally, they were naked, and Styles shoved Derek back until they were sprawled out on the bed. Derek was pretty sure he'd never get tired of Styles' kisses. The way they went from soft and sweet to eager and bruising and back again, all in the dizzying span of just a few minutes. And Styles was so pleasantly heavy on top of him, with what felt like miles of warm, soft skin pressed against him. Derek probably would have been content to just lie there and enjoy it, honestly, but then Styles shifted, rubbing his thigh purposefully over Derek's dick. And oh yeah, there was that. Styles was hard, too, his dick jumping a little in Derek's grip when he reached down.
Can I try something? Styles asked. He licked his lips after he'd finished speaking, which was a little distracting, but Derek managed to nod.
Yeah, what?
Styles leaned over, stretching for the little bottle of lube that had somehow already made its way into the drawer of the nightstand. He dropped it right on Derek's stomach and rubbed over his nipple with his thumb, smirking when Derek hissed a little. Can I finger you while I suck you off? Just one.
Sure, he said agreeably. He'd never done that before, but honestly, he was pretty down for anything that Styles wanted to do to him.
Styles looked delighted. Talk about an ego boost. And he was practically vibrating as he moved down, spreading Derek's legs around his broad shoulders.
Just tell me if you want me to stop, okay? He asked, and Derek nodded.
The blowjob was familiar, at least, and good as ever. And Derek slowly relaxed as Styles just kept rubbing at him with his thumb, right behind his balls. It got him into some sort of trance-like state, almost. But he still jerked in surprise when Styles' index finger slid slowly inside him. It felt weird, kinda, but not bad or uncomfortable, really. And Derek fought the urge to shift his hips against the foreign feeling.
Relax, Styles murmured against the skin of his hip.
Derek tried to obey, sucking in a deep breath and focusing on the hot slide of Styles' tongue against the head of his dick. Styles kept moving his finger, in and out and side to side, and the feeling slowly morphed from weird to less weird to pleasantish. Suddenly he nudged against something, and holy shit! Derek had never experienced that sensation before. He gasped a little and jerked, and Styles froze.
You okay? He pulled off to ask. You want me to stop?
No, do that again. Styles laughed at him, Derek was pretty sure, muffling the sound into the cut of his groin. But he didn't even care, because Styles obeyed and it felt that fucking good. Each press against what he was assuming was his prostate was like the beginning of an orgasm, kinda, when the pressure started to build in his groin and the sparks flickered up his spine. And it only got better, or worse, as Styles kept going. And Derek felt like he was on the precipice of orgasm for what seemed to be hours, but was surely under 5 minutes. Derek was way louder than usual when he came, definitely, and he was pretty sure he let out some kind of embarrassing whimper thing. It felt coaxed out of him, different than usual, and he couldn't do anything but lay there after, as useless as a wrung-out rag. Styles, though. Styles let out a literal whine and practically threw himself up Derek's body with an energy that bordered on frantic, kissing Derek's slack mouth. He was panting, his eyes wild as his hair. Had Derek been dragging his hands through it? And his dick was scorching hot where it rested against Derek's stomach. Still more than a little dumbfounded by coming his brains out, Derek reached down automatically, but Styles knocked his hand away with a quick shake of his head.
Uh-uh, he said breathlessly. Really close. Just...
Styles braced one of his hands on Derek's chest, the other stripping his dick furiously. His mouth hung open as he sucked in air, and his gaze was piercingly intense as he babbled.
God, you're so fucking hot when you come. I just can't... I could barely keep going. Was practically humping the sheets, and I just...
His orgasm looked ripped out of him, making him arch as his face twisted into a grimace that was somehow still hot. Derek blinked, taking it all in, and he grunted as Styles collapsed down onto him. He pressed an absent kiss to Derek's shoulder,
and his breath almost immediately evened out into his familiar sleeping rhythm. Unbelievably overwhelmed by the previous 10 minutes, all Derek could do was bring his arms up around Stiles, arrange him into a slightly less organ-crushing position, and resign himself to the fact that they would most definitely be glued together in a fairly gross way whenever they woke up. "I'm sad we have to leave in the morning," Derek whispered the following night, and Stiles smiled. It was dark, but Derek could feel the curve of his lips against his neck. "It's been pretty great." The day had been, in all honesty, one of the best days in Derek's recent memory. He'd gotten up a little early to make breakfast and bring it to Stiles in bed. The blowjob he'd gotten for that little act had been particularly inventive. And they spent the rest of the day with his mom and Laura, alternating between Netflix marathons on the couch and lazy swims in the pool. "What do you think about going on a real vacation?" Derek asked, "after the season's over." Stiles hummed and slid half on top of him. "I think that sounds awesome. Where?"
"Wherever you want."
"Ooh, man," he said with a little groan. "You can't give me that much freedom." Derek laughed.
"I mean it. Europe, the Caribbean, wherever you pick."
"We pick," he insisted, and Derek sighed, pretending to be put upon.
"Fine. Your book's due in October, right?" he asked, and Stiles nodded. "November, then."
"It's a date," he promised, pressing a kiss to Derek's shoulder.